This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Ian Cotton. He is from Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. And I don't know, Ian, to call you an aircraft collector would probably be a little bit of an understatement. Tell us what you have up for sale on eBay and why you're selling it.
Well, I have a Harrier, Sea Harrier FA2 for sale, and I've had it for about 4 years. It's part of a fairly big collection of six aircraft that I have, including three Hunters and the Lightning. And I really don't have the time to spend on these aircraft anymore, so I've decided to put them up, or at least start with the Harrier, putting it up for sale, and see if I get any bites.
Okay, so your reserve on the Harrier is $500,000, but your take it away tomorrow is 1.5. What are you hoping to get?
Oh, I obviously hope to get the 1.5, but we'll see once the bidding starts. How much people are prepared to offer.
Why don't you tell us what people get for their 1.5?
Well, the Harrier is mainly complete. It's missing a few items, which I can list for the owner. It comes with an engine. It comes with a 107 engine, which is actually quite a bit upgraded from the 106 that was standard with the Sea Harrier. It comes with a spare fuselage for parts. It comes with a spare cockpit that can be used for building a simulator. And that's actually an AV-8B Harrier cockpit. And it comes with some replica missiles, Sidewinder missiles, and just some other odds and ends spare parts.
Okay, so you imported this Harrier from England when the British government got rid of the entire fleet of Harriers. Tell us about its debut to the people of Red Deer.
Okay, well, one of the first things I did when I got the Harrier was I thought I'd play a bit of a joke on some of my neighbors. So I set it up outside of my house for about a month in the summertime, and complete with the replica missiles, basically on the front lawn. So that went over really well. There was a lot of people came to visit it, and took pictures of it beside their sports cars and things like that, so it caused quite a stir.
Now, it's flyable with a few extra parts that you say are readily available. You didn't plan to fly it, though. You just wanted it as a taxi model, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think to fly it, I'd have to be crazy. Somebody like Art Knowles, with his experience flying a Harrier. He can get away with that, but just to jump into this machine and try and fly it, I think you'd have to have a death wish.
You believe that it's the only Harrier that's ever come up for sale in North America?
Yeah, I think the only other one in North America is that's privately owned is Art. So I believe this would be the only one that ever come up in North America.
Okay, have you had any interest at all so far?
I've had a couple of questions get fired at me through eBay, and obviously it's getting a lot of views, but we haven't had an initial bid yet.
Okay, well, we've included the eBay listing with the story that accompanies this podcast, so maybe there's an AvWeb reader out there who's looking for a Harrier. Anyhow, appreciate your time today, Ian. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.